Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor A.J. Potter from Pleasantville Baptist Church in Pleasantville. He's the guest of the Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the singing of America the Beautiful by Madeline Judge. She is my guest and Representative Ken and Judge's daughter. Please remain standing after the song for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Ellie Reese from Forest City.
Pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today for this opportunity to be alive. We thank you for the men and women of this room who play such an important part in our state. We recognize that our gifts and talents and abilities come from you, and we're thankful for that. We pray that you give them wisdom and guidance as they direct the affairs of the state today, and that they would look to you for the discretion that they need to make the decisions and choices that will affect others. We're thankful for your gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, and we're thankful that we have opportunity to be with you forever by trusting him as Savior. And so we ask today that you would guide and direct all that is said and done here in this chamber. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the vaulted plain.
Corrections to the journal. Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me in order for a point.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues of the Senate, I know we're in week three right now, and I think we all appreciate the lunches and breakfasts in the morning. Got some nice fruit here today, some pastries every once in a while here, but at some point in time when you kind of slow down a little bit from the subcommittee work and things like that, and hopefully have a good meal at night, and I wonder if Senator Bisignano would yield.
Will Senator Bisignano yield? You're in order, Senator Dawson.
Senator Bisignano, I know we have not had a chance to make it down to me as yet, but I don't know, are you aware of any freshman dinner being planned yet, or anything along those lines?
Well, Senator, I was at Tamia's last night, and there was no mention of any contact by any freshmen. And I think that the freshmen have been busy. They're just starting to get their feet under them, but they do need to be brought to reality. And they need only to know that there is a tradition in the Senate. And actually, I started this tradition 25 years ago, and I left and came back, and I didn't expect that it was still in order. But it is in order, Senator, so if you would explain to the freshmen what that tradition is.
Thank you, Briziano. So to all of our new freshman individuals here, when it's the tradition of the Senate that typically a freshman will put together a evening meal of some type, maybe entertainment, maybe good food, wide variety of spots here around the Polk County area. But the freshmen will put together a dinner, invite all the senators, and it's a good opportunity for us to come and break bread, exchange stories, and get to know each other, and usually is a good time and everything. So really looking forward to someone of Senator Briziano's tenacity and leadership to kind of take this bull by the horn around here, and ready to have a good meal at night. Again, I like the fruit, but needs more substance, so that'd be all, Mr. President. Thank you.
For what purpose is the senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Oh, that's a hard one to follow. Mr. President, am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Well, today you're going to notice there's a lot of activity down in room 116, and there will be all around the state capitol because our 24 United Way's serving islands are at the capitol for their annual Day on the Hill. So just some facts here. Today the United Way's raised more than $60 million annually, and more than 125,000 islands contribute to these efforts. So if you have contributed to your United Way, thank you. It's distributed very well. They leverage 50,000 volunteers in service to our communities. And sometimes on grant applications, you know, when you're applying for grants, people will say, well, how many volunteers do you have? And how much does that really affect the community? The federal government calculates it at about a $30 an hour rate. So imagine that, 50,000 volunteers putting in, even if they put in 1 hour or 2 hours, that's a huge leverage for the state of Iowa. They provide allocations to more than 800 programs in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. And United Way throughout the state serve Iowans by funding opportunities and supports to help them reach financial sufficiency. Their common beliefs in this work include all kids should have a good start in life and receive the education they need to be workforce ready. Adults should be able to train for, secure, and be successful in employment. And everyone is more successful when their health needs are met. So please help me welcome some of the United Way representatives who have sneaked away from room 116 and they're up here representing their United Ways across the state of Iowa. Please give them a warm round of applause. Be sure to connect with your United Ways today.
For what purpose does the Senator from Muscatine, Senator Lofgren, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Ladies and Gentlemen, Senate. In order for announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, some of you may remember last year I started a session. I had my third granddaughter. Well, yesterday, this is very exciting, I had my first grandson. And so 8 pounds, 7 ounces, my daughter Maggie had the baby. His name is Loudon Lofgren. She hasn't decided the middle name, of course, you know what I'm talking to her about, but we'll see what happens on that. So, anyway, life is great, life is good. So, thanks, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a personal point this morning?
You're in order, Senator.
Yesterday, Senator Bolcom shared with us a little bit on his views of energy companies, and forgive me, I don't want to get this wrong, but I believe the phrase was wrong-headed backwards utility companies. And as I was driving home last night, I couldn't help but think about that a little bit. And, you know, instead of going back and forth and throwing mud and statistics from the bill last session, I really wanted to share my perspective from my district of what energy companies mean to us. I proudly represent Senate District 36, which includes Marshalltown and the surrounding areas. And on Thursday, July 19th, 2018, an AF3 tornado ripped through Marshalltown with speeds reaching 144 miles an hour. There's really no words to do justice for the devastation that left behind. Thousands of homes were without power and gas service. One of the first calls I received was from Julie Vandehoof with Alliant Energy. She was there to give the report of where they were at, who was out, and was giving a timeline on how quickly they thought they would have that the services back up and running. Not only did she do that, but Alliant was essentially there throughout the whole process as we were cleaning up, picking up. They brought crews in from out of state, and it was just an awesome sight for what that energy company did for our district. And I guess as we look forward and what the cold weather we're about to endure, I would ask that we please look at the brighter side of what our energy companies do for us, what they've done for our district, along with the donations, man hours. You know, they provide some pretty awesome service in times of need. And I would just ask that we have a little different view than the wrong-headed, backward utility companies. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Des Moines, Senator Green, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Today is the Iowa Pharmacy Association Day on the Hill. So, for just a minute, I'm going to be wearing a white coat today. I hope we all realize, and we do, the value of the pharmacist and the healthcare team. Certain senators have shared their recollection and their relationship with their senator. So I just wanted you to take advantage of it. You're going to see a lot of white coats on the Hill today. And so they will be doing blood pressure screenings, blood sugar screenings down on the main floor of the rotunda. I'm proud to announce that the Iowa Pharmacy Association also is announcing today their Good Governance Award. This award is given to a legislator every year. Representative Guy Vanderlinden and Representative Dave Heaton have been the recipients in the past. And I'm pleased to announce that this year, Senator Pam Yoakum is a recipient of the Iowa Pharmacy Association Good Governance Award for her passion and her dedication to those citizens who need our help the most. So please recognize Senator Yoakum.
Does the senator from Polk, Senator Zahn, seek the floor?
I'd like to make an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
First of all, congratulations, Senator Yoakum. You're an incredible person, it's an honor to be with you. Today, I have an announcement to make. It is my most favorite day of the year in the Capitol. This is when I drop anything for a certain group of people that come down to the Capitol. Today is Easter Seals Day. I encourage every one of you to take the time to make them feel like they're the most important person in the world. I will break Senate rules, sorry about that, because these people are incredible. If you're familiar with the history, I will lock up that elevator for 2 hours at a time, getting those people up here on the floor. I've taken them over to the Senate or the House chamber, and I've sat every one of them as much as I can in the Speaker's chair. Today we have a reception down the rotunda, and it starts at 2:30, and it goes to 4 o'clock. And if you're unfamiliar with Easter Seals in Camp Sunnyside, which I'm going to have a small appropriation that I'm requesting, take a tour of that place. It's incredible. This isn't just a summer camp. This is a year-round facility. They have what they call the Sunnyside Express food truck that they do training that will be here today to give us desserts. So I highly encourage everyone to take time to spend with them, and they'll be in the rotunda from 2:30 to 4. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to in order for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Senator Smith and myself, we want to reassure you that plans are underway for a bipartisan all-freshman meeting for the upcoming dinner. No worries. Senator Smith and I will assure you that plans are underway and it's going to be bigger and better and it will make history.
For what purpose is the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zambaugh, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President, for an announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, as I sit in this chamber longer than some and certainly a lot less than others, I admire the integrity and the positions everybody takes in this and the passion they put behind themselves. But time creates an environment that can be very, very good or very, very complicated. And as I look to my clerk, her and I have been married for 34 years, or nearly 34 years, and I look around this room and I look at some of the other folks in this room that have been married much, much longer than I. But there's some other folks in this room that won't admit the good road and the long road and their anniversary that happens to fall on today. And I have a good friend in this room that's been married for 48 years today. It's nearly half a century. And he's done it well, and he's done it with a bride that he can be proud of. So I'd invite my colleagues and my friends here in the Senate to congratulate Senator Rosenblum for 48 years of marriage today.
Is the Senator from Lynn, Senator Hogue, seek the floor.
Mr. President, I order for a point of personal privilege.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. One of the difficulties in this chamber is on one day somebody may say something, and then the next day somebody intimates that somebody said something else the prior day, right? I never heard Senator Bolcom criticize the performance of our utilities during any natural disaster. Did anybody else hear that? And yet Senator Adler stands up and suggests for people who might have missed yesterday that Senator Bolcom was criticizing the utilities for poor performance in response to the tornado. Senator Adler, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. What Senator Bolcom said was that bill that was passed last year at the request of the utilities, cost people jobs in the energy efficiency industry. And for those of you who saw the people who were here last week for Energy Efficiency Day, and I was there, I talked to them all, you know it, one company laid off 45 energy workers. Clear Result had 10 people working in Cedar Rapids, and now they're down to 3 and they're closing their office there. Because you wanted, for whatever reason, Senator Garrett said it, he wanted not to pay for other people's energy efficiency. So he passed it. But there was a consequence that Senator Bolcom presented to you, which was many Iowans lost their jobs because of that. He didn't say they did a bad job on the tornado. He didn't say that. Some of us were here when our utilities did a Herculean job helping respond to the ice storms and the disasters on the East Coast. And we all have applauded them for those efforts on that, and we applaud them for their efforts in helping Iowans recover from ice storms and floods and tornadoes. That's the problem with politics today, is what you said, Senator Adler. You took something totally out of context and tried to be the champion of the utilities in response to the natural disaster, and that had nothing to do with what Senator Bolcom said yesterday. Senator Bolcom was upset because Iowans have lost their jobs and it's hurting energy efficiency because of that bill. Now, you can think that's important, or you can think that that's less important than Senator Garrett not having to pay for other people's energy efficiency. Right? Stop doing that. Stop taking it out of context and spinning it like that. I said something last year, and I was upset about something, and I believe somebody stood up and said, oh, Sarah Hogue's attacking all farmers. Well, that was ridiculous. I love Iowa's farmers. I think Iowa's farmers do a great job. They help feed the world and fuel the world. Right? But somebody wanted to take that out of context and spin around. So if you want to change, if you want to change how politics is being done, you've got to stop distorting that. Right? You didn't need to drive home last night and get all wound up about that and take something out of context that Senator Balcom said and come in and make a point about that. You didn't need to do that. Right? The fact are, all these companies that provide energy efficiency services have had to lay people off. You can be worried about that or not worried about that. I agree with Senator Balcom. I think that's a terrible thing for our state and our country and our future. I do. I think that was a really, really bad bill. But what's also bad is people who spin like that. Right? Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't think you, Senator, hate the environment. I don't think you hate those workers. I wish you would care more about those workers who'd lost their jobs and thought about that before that bill passed, right? I didn't like that bill, but I understand, right? Different policy decision, bad policy in my opinion. Let's not do that, right? I mean, we can sit here all day and question people's motives and whose side are you on and do all this stuff, but that's not what the people of Iowa want us to do. I, for one, think our utility workers do a great job in response to natural disasters, right? I don't think you really were trying to say that Senator Balcom and others don't feel that way. And so if that's really not what you're trying to say, don't say it. Okay, I'm worried about those people who lost the jobs. I am. Seven people in Cedar Rapids lost their job because of that. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for a brief personal point.
You're in order, Senator.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Zumbaugh, I appreciate your congratulations and on the part of the body here. And as I look back 48 years, that is kind of a long time for a little while like me, especially for me. But the role of us in my family, not my wife and I, it's my parents. Dad returned 97 on Friday. And if they both make it, and tomorrow's already 97, if they make it to August 14, they will observe their 74th wedding anniversary. So that's where it comes from, folks. I don't take any credit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus following the photograph, and if you could get to room 24 quickly, it'd be appreciated. It'll be a short caucus.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, January 30th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, January 30th at 9 a.m.